music that I had created and had allowed others to pretend that they had something to do with it, it had gotten so diluted, especially by the time Creedence was a trio, that I could no longer supply my best work into something that was going to abuse it like that. It had become a dead end. I mean, there was no place out honorably for me except to leave, which I finally did.
That time, those years with Creedence stayed with you in a very negative sense up until, what, 83, because you were stuck in a contract.
Right.
Okay, I was
the only one that was stuck. That's what's aggravating, and that's the part people ought to know and don't really know. Fantasy Records held on to John Fogerty, but they let the other three members of Creedence go immediately. And yet, not one of the other three guys ever spoke up or said anything, you know, about how outrageous that was. And in fact, eventually, all three guys ended up helping Fantasy against me, to the extent that I think Stu Cook finally went down at some point after Center Field came out and played for Saul the record Old Man Down the Road, and Stu told Saul, "You should sue John, because he's sounding like Creedence." Well, if you think about it, John was sounding like John, perhaps, because John was the one who supplied those other songs to Creedence. But it was pretty outrageous that Stu would, how can I say it, he would betray John and side with Saul against John. I found that pretty outrageous.
When you think back about those years around the turn of the decade, 60s to 70s, is it a happy feeling, a good feeling, or is it an anxiety and, you know?
I'm happy about the music that I was going to say we created. I'm certainly happy about the music I created, because that's still with me.